Cannabis, man, what's up, man? I caught you on that cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know me, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But beep game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. You know me, but they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in here. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. Them niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
it. Yo, I'ma let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme, then you lay your vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move, something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I studied your background, read the book that you wrote, researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke, fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells, plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels? From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z, now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start, hey, hey, nigga.
You just hold it right there. Yo, we got an illegal rope ball, the fighter in the blue trunks. If I see one more of those, you're out of here, fella. You understand? You'll be disqualified. Stop being a bitch. We can't even see a fight.
Yo, Cannabis, man, you gotta hit harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out. Don't come out at all.
Yo, you better give me the respect that I deserve, or I'ma take it by force. Blast you with a 45 Colt, make you somersault, shock you with a couple hundred thousand volt thunderbolts. Before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life, cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make a living over dissing somebody that he gotta know is better than him. But he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something, you might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick a verse, fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'd even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan so he can persuade me to squash it. I say nah, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself, trained to run 20 miles in soft sand, on or off land, programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it, some whack shit it, and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you, and I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new lyrical weight champion by second round knockout, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Can I bomb?
Yo, Cannabis, man, you moving like my Tiger Kenya, man. You're in and out and you're agile with your flow, man. But dig, right? You got me, man. That's your name, Cannabis. Your whole agenda's to eat these niggas, man. They have no business to be on the same stage with you, holding a mic with you. But dig, right? But dig, right? But dig, right? But dig, right? Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat. Lunch, breakfast, dinner, that's your agenda, baby. Your agenda to consume them, their whole existence. They can't exist in your presence. The Cannabis is here to rule forever. Mike Tyson on the death.